repeating some of the things that Connie has already said very eloquently. And there are things that we need to hear twice. I believe we are coming into a new age. I believe we're coming into an age of revelation. I believe we're coming into an age where there will be great signs in the heavens, as the word has already said. And it may seem that all around there's doom and gloom with the political situations, with the virus that's going around, all those other things. Yet we know the blessing of God. I'm very fortunate to be here this morning, because as we left Cyprus on Wednesday, got home Wednesday night, on Thursday they closed the border. So pray for Bonnie, because they are both now in quarantine. Our son went out yesterday to Fuerteventura. They went out for a meal in the evening, and as they were eating the meal, a policeman came in and said to the owner, "You're closed. And any visitors from another country, you are under quarantine." Things are happening very, very quickly, but praise God. We've got a lot to thank God for. We've got a lot to praise Him for. What is the chorus says? We have a hope that is steadfast and certain. Gone through the curtain, touching the throne. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from the Lord, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Christ Jesus, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, and He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ. I don't believe we've even scratched the surface of that. While we were in Cyprus, we were driving along, and the orange orchards are absolutely fantastic at this time of year. Massive orchards filled with, well, with oranges, impossible to even count. And it struck me that the Lord spoke to me as we were driving along. Some of the oranges were on the trees, obviously, and some had fallen to the ground. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. And do you know what the Lord said? Look at those oranges. Some are on the floor. They have fallen. And we get blessings that fall on us every day. In fact, we don't know some of the blessings we're blessed with. You know, how many times has the Lord saved you from disaster and you've never even known about it? His hand of protection. That's the spiritual blessing and temporal blessing that fall down. But there's some that have to be picked. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some have to be picked. They have to be claimed. They have to be gathered. And I'll tell you, we need a spirit of revelation. What has God got planned for you? You don't know. You don't know. He has got more blessings than you can possibly contain. I see this thing, this great big, if you like, basket of oranges up there, or blessings waiting to come down, waiting for me to push the right button. Yeah? You with me? Because I don't believe we've even touched anywhere near all the things that God has got for us. The thing I notice, and if you read that scripture again, the number of times it says, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. Everything is in Christ. Every spiritual blessing is in Christ. And then it says, He chose you, chose us before the foundations of the earth. Before the earth was even formed. Do you know, it's a wonderful thing to be chosen. I can go right back to my early days at school when they had the nativity play at Christmas and everybody wanted to be chosen to be Mary or Joseph. To be chosen. It means to be chosen. Somebody has seen something special in you, something unique, that you can fulfill a role. And you were chosen. You're not here by accident. God looked down before the foundations of the earth, and because God is outside of time, He looked down time and He saw you and He said, that one's mine. Come on, you've got to be blessed by that. It wasn't a school teacher who picked you. It wasn't an employer picked you. Almighty God saw something of value and worth and something that was precious in you and said, that one's mine. And it says, God predestined you. Yes, you made a choice, but I believe that it works like this. God saw you down through the ages of time before you were even born, before you were even thought of. And He saw you, and He saw the decision you would make when you heard the gospel. The predestination is God made certain that the enemy could not thwart that decision you made before you were even born. In other words, God locked you in. And what's the word say? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. No power in heaven and earth or under the earth. We are locked in with God. Hallelujah. Chose us to be holy and blameless in His sight. How can I be holy and blameless in His sight? I try and be what God wants me to be. And every day I fail. Every day there is either something of impatience, or I say the wrong thing, or I do the wrong thing, or I don't do what I should do. How can I be blameless? I'm blameless and totally holy in His sight. Because when God the Father, my Heavenly Father, who adopted me, looks at me, he sees me through Jesus. I am in Christ. You are in Christ. And it doesn't matter how many times you fail. The word says, by his grace, which he lavished. I like that word, do you? I love that word, lavished. God isn't mean. God isn't stingy. When you accepted Jesus, you inherited all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm. It doesn't say part, it says every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm is yours. Hallelujah. And it's all to his glory. All to his glory. Oh, praise God. In him we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of his sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. You know that all wisdom and understanding is important. Because God, even though he predestined you and me, he chose us before the foundations of the world, we were born in sin. And one of the reasons that Jesus, that the Father sent Jesus in the way that he did and how he did, was to experience everything that we experience. The word tells me that Jesus was tested or tempted in every way that we are, but without sin. There's our standard. And all of us, the word says, even those who are born again in our daily lives, fall short of the glory of God. But God chose us with all wisdom and understanding. He understands your motivation for everything you do. And in his wisdom, despite that understanding of how often we would fail, how far we would fall short, despite that, God in his wisdom still chose you. Isn't that fantastic? He looks at me every single day and I go to him and I say, Father, I've messed up again. And usually it's the same thing over and over again. And you know what? His forgiveness never fails. Why? Because he's lavished it. He's lavished it. He's lavished it. I'm glad to have kids. They don't get things right all the time. But you know, no matter what they do, they're my kids. And there might be faults in their personalities. Most of them inherited from me. They certainly wouldn't be inherited from the mother. But you know, I understand where they're coming from. And if I can understand it in my kids, how much more can our Heavenly Father understand it in us? And everything is to the praise of his glory. We must never stop praising God, not only for what he's given us, but for what he's made us. What is a change? Changing from glory into glory. And one day, we are going to be like him. Isn't that fantastic? One day, all the things that oppress us, depress us, all the things, the anxieties, the fears that surround us, all of a sudden it will be swept away. And we'll see Jesus face to face. All the tears gone. All the strains gone. All the anxieties gone. And we'll rejoice in his presence. He's made known to us the mystery of his will. What is his will like? His will is that we become like Christ. And God has got a plan. Colin's already said this. And nothing can thwart God's plan. It will work out exactly as he planned it. And that desire of God is everything comes to a oneness in Christ. We know He's Lord. We know He's the King of Kings. There will be a day where every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord, and everything will come together. We will have in heaven and on earth, and there will be a joy and a peace that we can't even comprehend. You know, we sing all the hymns about not being fearful, don't we? Yeah, I still have fears. And you know, that's almost a sin. Because I know how big God is. I know how He undertakes. And I know I should fear for nothing. But I do. And usually in the midst of the anxiety or the fear, there is a little voice back here that says, "Oi, you're not listening to me. Either you should do that or you shouldn't do that. Or what have you got to be afraid of? I am with you. And a promise, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He made known to us the mystery of His will." We are privileged. We are so privileged to be chosen. But one day the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, spoke into our hearts and reminded us not only who He is, but what we are. We're human. We make mistakes. But when we made that decision to follow Jesus, God put His seal on it. God made a deposit, and He deposited the Holy Spirit in our hearts and our minds. And it's a guarantee. And I've got news for you. You haven't got to read the small print. There isn't any legalese. There isn't somebody who's going to come and say, "Yes, but." God has guaranteed it. Nobody can change it. All things are going to come together in Christ. And folks, I know people have been saying it for 2,000 years, but we're nearer now than we've ever been to the second coming of Jesus Christ. When we were last in Jerusalem, we had a guide. And he took us to various places like Gethsemane and some of the places. And there was always the question in our minds, is this really the place? And he said, his answer was always the same. If it isn't here, it's near. Folks, the second coming, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to establish His kingdom. The day when that trumpet will sound, and if we're still alive, we will be caught up to be with Him in the air. It isn't here, but it's near. And folks, we need to live as though it's near. My prayer for you is that whatever you meet, because we are living in tremendous days, there are things that are going to happen. The Word of God says there will be such days where people will think they're doing God a favor by killing you. Hello, we're hearing some of that, aren't we? I want to pray for you as I pray for me every day. By His word, when the time comes where we may have to face one of those issues, like Jesus paid for Peter, I pray for a strengthening of your faith and that your faith won't fail. Just remember, if you feel it is failing, we've already had the deposit, and we've got the key written in Jesus' blood. Let's pray. Father, this morning I thank